devotional prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eden. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, through Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. We welcome all of you to the liturgy today. Thank you all for being compliant with wearing your mask and being constant in social distancing. Monday, November 2nd, is All Souls Day. Mass will be at 8:30 a.m., where we will pray for our parishioners and family members of our parishioners that passed this year. All are welcome to join us. The Knights of Columbus will have their monthly council meeting this Monday night, November 2nd, in the hall at 7 p.m. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory or our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank you, everyone, for your generosity in these difficult times. The Mass intention today is for the people of our parish. Our celebrant is Father Sojin. Please rise.
Our opening song is Sing with All the Saints.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are created to the end of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Almighty, ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, for the prayers of so many intercessors and abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the letter from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000. Marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, all around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes? And where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm response, "Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face."
Thank you.
dear friends, today is a great feast that we celebrate, the Feast of All Saints, and we are at the beginning of this month, November, right? And we celebrate this wonderful feast. And as we celebrate this feast today, I just want to ask you one question. Have you ever seen a saint? Of course, in the picture, right? In the pictures, you have seen saints. Saints, the picture of the saints, right? Have you ever seen a saint, you know, alive? I mean, like, with your eyes, have you seen? Mother Teresa? You have seen. Wonderful. And do you want to see a saint?
Yes.
Close your eyes. Now open eyes, look at your right, and look at your left. Did you see? Did you see a saint? These are all saints. We are all saints. Everyone who is sitting here, everyone in the church, we are all saints. That is why it's beautiful. Today's responsorial psalm is a very beautiful, you know, song. And you know, in the responsorial psalm that we heard is, these are the people who long to see your face. Those people who long to see the face of God are with God today. And we are also the people who long to see the face of God. Do you long to see the face of God?
Yes.
Then we are all saints. That is what I wish. I want to see the face of God when I am gone from here. And I am sure we all want to see the face of God, and we all looking forward to that. And you know, today we are celebrating the feast of all those people who lived like us, exactly like us. They were ordinary people like us. They live their life and they have God, you know, and they are with God. And you know, they are a big army of people with God today. No, maybe there are more people that who died, you know, like with God, who are alive now. No, therefore we have. And if you think that, you know, like, hey, you know, I have not never seen a saint, and I don't have anybody a saint from my family and all that, be always sure that you have people from your own family with God now. You have people from, you know, your own family who are saints. And, you know, what we say, saints, you know, in the scripture or in the canon of the church, there are a few saints there, of course, their names are there, you know, like St. Francis and Dominic and Teresa, and so many of those names, there are so many names of the saints, canonically, you know, in the canon of the church. But there are more than that, much more than that saints, you know, who are with God today, and they are celebrating. They are celebrating, and we can be sure of one thing: there are so many people, so many saints, you know, praying for us. They are supporting all us because they have gone through the struggles of life here on earth, and you know they know what it is like, and they are there to support us. They are there to help us, and therefore that is why we ask the intercession of saints. You know, like whenever, you know, we have difficulties, we pray to the saints, right? Like, suppose if you really don't find anything at home, you're running around and immediately you call St. Anthony, right? And right there you find, you know, like, I mean, you know, like, there are things like that. And therefore, you know, they're all there to pray for us. They're all there to help us. They're all there to, you know, support us. And therefore, my dear friends, you know, like, when we think about the saints, you know, they were ordinary people like us, like Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I have seen her. I shook hands with her. You know, and St. John Paul II, you know, I have seen her. I have seen him. Maybe I shook hands with him. I remember, like, when I was in the seminary, he came for the centenary celebration of my seminary where I studied. You know, it's the biggest, one of the biggest seminary in India. So that's where I saw St. John Paul, you know, II. So these are all ordinary people like us. But we have an extraordinary love for God, love for others. And that is why they became saints. And therefore, we are all in the process of becoming. You know, like some of those things that we hear in today's gospel, blessed are the poor, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the clean of heart, blessed are those who are persecuted. And we are all, you know, we all go through some of those struggles. We are persecuted, you know, like maybe with our sickness, maybe with our, you know, things that are going on in our life. And we all struggle. And therefore, you know, and then that is why at the end of our struggles, we heard in today's gospel, Jesus said, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. And if you are going through all these struggles and difficulties, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. And therefore, we have some people already gone before us, and they are already there. And you know, like, I have seen saints, you know, like, so many of those saints, much more than what is listed in the church canon, I have seen so many of them. In the church here, in our church, I have seen literally saints, you know, who are so wonderful, so loving, so caring, and so committed. And like, I have shook hands with them very often. People, maybe they some of them have died, but there are people even now today, you know, with you, I have done that. And whenever you shake hands with somebody, you know, like your friend, your family, you are shaking hands with the saints. See, that is why, you know, in olden days, or, you know, like the early Christians, they were not called, you know, they were not calling each other Christians or Catholic. They were calling each other saints. You know, like those who were following Jesus, they were saints. And that is why the basic call that we all receive from God is to become holy. No? Holy. And that is the call to become a saint. That is the call that we all receive. And that is the call everybody receives. No? All the saints who are, you know, whose names are there, you know, like, and all those saints who died and gone, unknown saints, were all, they all, what they did was, you know, they were trying to be holy. Their call was to be holy. Therefore, our call is to be holy. And we all try that, but we fail, right? We fail sometimes. Don't worry about that. The most important thing is our attempt to become saint. We are all in the process of becoming saint. That is why God has given us the sacrament. God knows that we are human, we have failures. And God has given us the sacraments to become better. Sacrament of the Eucharist. That is why you come to the church. Sacrament of confession, sacrament of confirmation, and all sacraments God has given us for that. And therefore, my dear friends, always remember that in our journey towards, you know, our eternal home, in our journey to see the face of God one day, as we have sang today, to see the face of God one day, we are all longing to see the face of God one day. You know, like in that journey, we are not alone. We are not alone. We have thousands of saints praying for us. You know, like both saints, maybe from your families, like, you know, your parents, your mother, your father, your children who have passed away, your husband, you know, like they're all saints there. And therefore, pray to them. I pray to my dad, you know, who passed away, and my mom, who passed away recently. You know, I pray to them every day. Hey, you know, just tell him, you know, like we, you know, like these are things, you know, like sometimes we have to do that. And then you really see the strong support and intercession of each one of them in our life. And therefore, continue to pray. Always remember, in our journey to see the face of God, you are not alone. Always, you know, there are people, there are saints who are there to support us and guide us and lead us.
Of our Almighty Father,
of all things,
and became man. For our sake he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered the death was buried, and was again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is Lord and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. In communion with all the saints, we offer our prayers and petitions to our Heavenly Father.
For the Church, may the Holy Spirit continue to lead and guide her. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For elected officials, may the Lord sow the seeds of compassion in their work of guarding the well-being of the most vulnerable. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For expectant mothers, may God bless them with the love of family and community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For each of us gathered here, may God help us in our efforts to seek to follow His will in our lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they know the joy of heaven in the presence of all the saints. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. Pray for all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, from our parish. All the people who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Father, with the trust in your love and mercy, we bring these prayers before you. We ask that you answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together in God alone.
Amen.
pray my brothers and sisters that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May these offerings be bringing honor of all the saints. Be pleased to you, O Lord, and grant that, just as we believe in the saints, to be already assured of immortality, so we may experience their consent for our salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for today, by your gift, we celebrate the festival of your city, the heavenly Jerusalem, our Mother, where the great array of our brothers and sisters already gives you eternal praise. Towards her, we eagerly hasten as pilgrims advancing by faith, rejoicing in the glory bestowed upon those exalted members of the Church, through them, through whom you give us in our frailty both strength and good example. And so we glorify you with multitude of saints and angels with the one voice of praise we acclaim. The mystery of faith will be described and bring this time. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory of Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the same time, and from the very divine teaching, we read the same, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, the King of apostles, peace I give you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of God be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other the same peace. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
as we adore you, O God, who alone are holy and wonderful in all your saints, we implore your grace, so that coming to perfect holiness in the fullness of your love, we may pass from this pilgrim table to the banquet of heavenly homeland. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear friends, tomorrow is All Souls Day. We have Mass for at 8:30, morning 8:30, Mass here in the church, where we will remember in a special way all the people who died this past year. Usually, in previous years, we used to have a special Mass separate for all the people who died in that year. But this year, we are combining that Mass to, tomorrow, All Souls Day, and we will be reading out all the names of people who passed away this year. And also, month of November is specially dedicated for the people who have, passed away, like All Souls, for all the people who have died. So in a special way, remember and pray for all your loved ones who have gone. And not only this month, every day you have to pray, but in a special way, pray for them. Pray for them, and those are really graceful moments for us, really, people have received a lot of grace and blessing, through their prayers, because they're all saints. And therefore, continue to pray for them, and especially this month, dedicate to them. And we will be lighting the candles for all the people who died this year. And every weekend we will come for Mass, the light will be here, and all throughout this month we are going to pray for them in a special way. So continue to pray for your loved ones this month in a special way. Lord be with you.
Yes,
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is
ended. Thanks be to God.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
God bless you.